Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Half past network clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
The Friday edition of the show.
Oh, finally. End of the week's here. Good.
It's finally Friday.
I've been sick of us all week.
Speaking of TGIF, did you hear about, he wasn't on TGIF, but the father from Fresh Prince
yeah,
of
Bel-Air. Yeah, I did. I did hear that he's dead.
For a second, I thought he was on TGIF, but that was the other black
no.
guy.
No, that was the father from the Urkel show.
Yeah, it was, I think.
Whatever the fuck that show was. Yeah. He's still kicking. He plays a cop in every movie, but he's still alive.
Uncle Carl. But I was saying, you know what I was saying the other day to people who were talking about? It's like, you don't see many really big guys like that living long, so.
I mean, he was a big, fat guy. So, yeah. I mean, don't be super shocked when he dies of a heart attack.
Yeah, it's pretty tough.
He was, I heard he died during heart surgery.
Did he?
I think. I mean, I'm not 100% on that.
You're supposed to fix me and you broke me.
Yeah. That kind of sucks because then you know that you're just fucking dead. There's nothing they could do. If there's doctors surrounding your body when you have a heart attack and they can't help you, you're just fucked.
Unless it's the end of their shift and they just want to get out of
like,
there.
Like, you know, shit. Yeah, I could save them, but it's going to take like an hour and I leave in 5 minutes, man. I got plans.
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, the shake machine's down. We can't get it.
I was going to pour a milkshake on them. That might have fixed them. But listen, man, we shut it down. I already cleaned all the parts.
The heart monitors are down. I'm sorry, we can't do any heart today.
Oh, you know those paddles there that'll bring them back to life? I already took them apart, man. I cleaned them. I can't put it back together.
Listen, I don't want beer all night.
I mean,
my girl's waiting for me at home.
Technically, I could put that shit back together and turn it on. Yeah, but I mean, I'm about to leave, man. I'm sorry.
Anyways, today's episode is called Are You a Narcissist? Do you think you're a narcissist?
I kind of do, probably, yeah. I'm not even 100% sure what a narcissist is, technically. I mean, I have an idea in my head.
Well, a narcissistic personality disorder is characterized by dramatic emotional behavior.
Then I don't know.
Which is the same category as antisocial and borderline personality disorders.
Maybe I don't, though.
But there's a list of what they are. So we'll see how many you and I, especially you...
Why especially me?
...are lined up with. Well, because you're our guy. You're our guinea pig.
You're our guy. You're our guy, buddy.
Yeah, you're our guy.
Yeah.
Number one, believing that you're better than others.
Yeah.
Does that fit for you?
That's fit for you, too.
Really?
Well, you don't think so?
That it is.
Yeah, don't bullshit me.
Well, I mean, if it's true, is it really a disorder? I mean, what I think is actually true.
Who knows if it's true?
If you think you're really handsome and your name's Brad Pitt, I mean, she's like, well.
You believe this asshole? He's a little, what a narcissist he is. He thinks he's better looking than everybody.
Yeah, meanwhile, he is. So if it's true, it's true.
I mean, he's better looking than, 95% of the male population?
Yeah. Not including you and me in that, because that would skew
Have you
it.
Seen me in these videos?
I know.
Look at me.
Listen, I'm in a bad angle.
Don't blame the angles,
I think we should switch the angle around so people know.
You're doing the girl high angle shot. You should be beautiful.
Yeah, but I don't like my profile. I got a giant nose. It's just not fun.
Yeah.
All right, number two.
All right, number one we got.
Fantasizing about power, success, and attractiveness. Yes, guilty.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm there too. Okay, yeah. That's all I do.
Let me jot it down.
All fucking day.
Two for two for each of us.
Yeah, like seriously, all day. Listen, my life sucks. It's, you know, I'm at work. I'm fucking bored. I have a mindless job. I don't have to put a lot of thought into things. So I'm just going to fantasize all day about how I want my life to be. So yeah, there you go.
All right. Number three, expecting constant praise and admiration.
That, no. I know people don't give a shit about what I do, so no.
Well, actually, don't you wish when people listen to the show that they say to us, like, hey, it's pretty good?
Yeah, but, I mean, I do other things. You know, in this one
you
aspect.
You don't want admiration at work? From, like, you know.
I don't expect it. I'm not even sure I'm doing that great of a job. So I really can't be on board with this one.
This next one I don't do, but I know people do. Exaggerating your achievements or talents.
There, see, again, I do not. This, everyone fucking does that. Everyone exaggerates everything.
On Facebook, it's all it is lying.
Yeah.
Convincing you, yourself mostly, I guess, that how great your life is.
Yeah, it's not really an exaggeration.
Look at this thing I'm doing. It's so awesome. Hey, everybody, I got this new position. And
It's called the reverse Winston. Try it out.
Not that kind of position.
Yeah. My new sex position I invented.
It's like, you know, hey, no one cares what you're doing. It's not that big of an... I mean, it's a big deal to you, maybe. All right, be excited. Tell your family. I mean, you don't need to announce to everyone. Like, people,
you know,
like,
what?
I got to announce this to everyone I know on Facebook so they'll be jealous of me. That's what you want.
I try and live in reality. I will tell you word for word. Like on the show, I try and be honest mm-hmm. as I possibly can. So I don't exaggerate. I don't put myself in a real positive light a lot of the time. A lot of it's pretty negative, or all of it.
Here's number 5. Failing to recognize other people's emotions or feelings.
Oh, no. I am an expert people watcher. I read people. I know what they're thinking. I know what they're fucking feeling.
Yeah, that's kind of like a sociopath thing. I'm not really... I'm, like, pretty in tune to what people are feeling.
Yeah, I always know.
Sometimes I don't want to know.
Yeah. You know what? The same exact thing. Maybe I had a little something with a girl at work, and it's over now, and I look at her, and I see... she does not give a fuck about me. I read that in there that if I just fucking stopped talking to her forever, she would not give a shit. That doesn't make me feel good. I wish I didn't see what was really going on. So, yeah. So, you know what? We might not be narcissists.
Well, where are we so far? I should have...
We did the first two we had. The rest we haven't.
No, so we're both 2 for 5.
Yeah. So far. Okay. So, I don't know about this. Go on.
We already did that one.
Yeah.
Expecting others to go along with your ideas and plans. You know what? I guess I'd put myself in that one.
Really?
It's not totally, but enough where I guess I'd have to count it.
I don't.
Because when I have ideas for something and people are like, no, let's do this, I'm like, no, my idea's better,
well,
you fuck.
No, I'd like them to look. If I come up with an idea, maybe I do think it's better. I don't know. I mean, possibly, but I'm not really into that one.
Taking advantage of others.
But doesn't everyone do that?
Yeah, it's all circumstantial. Degree? It depends on what the circumstances are. You know, if it's opportunity arises where you can take advantage of somebody, sure.
I do that on occasion. I don't know if I'd count that as something that I do. You would count that for yourself if you do that all the time. If that's just a regular thing you do, right? It's like, listen, maybe one time I did that. So every once in a while you do that. I don't know if you'd count it.
This one seems like a repeat, but expressing disdain for those who feel inferior. That sounds like the first one almost.
Well,
a little bit
the first one, you feel you're better, okay. And this one, yeah, I know I'm better, but these guys are pieces of shit.
Well, I think...
That one I do.
I do, especially if I feel like they're ahead of me in something. Like, that fucker is not even half as good as me. And I'm so much more talented, and the bastard is doing way better.
Yeah. No, I this one I do, so I'll give myself...
I'm talking to you, Chris Hardick of Nerdist.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Inferior.
I mean, I'm sure he's fine. Come on, man, you were on remote control 2,000 years ago.
He wasn't on remote control, he was on Singled Out.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Wait, who was the host of remote control?
I don't know, we went through this before. Being jealous of others. I think they mean envious, but okay.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, okay.
Jealous has to be something you already have.
Yeah, whatever. I don't need the fucking definitions.
Maybe you do, I don't know.
Okay, I get jealous and envious, yeah. I have all of it.
Yeah, because if you see some guy riding around in a new ride, you're like, motherfucker.
Well, I'm not angry about it. I just wish I had it.
It's jealousy.
Yeah, I'm not, like, pissed at the guy. Like, good for him. I wish I had what he had.
All right, so let's do a tally so far.
4 out of whatever, for me. You were giving yourself 1 extra. I think you were 5.
So, all right, I'm 5. For 5 out of 10, you're 4 out of 10.
Yeah. Is there only 10?
No.
Oh, okay.
Next one, believing that others are jealous of you. No.
Hell no.
Who would be jealous of me?
I know. Man, I wish I didn't have any money like that guy. I wish no one liked me like him. Fuck.
So that's...
that's no.
I'm 5 for 11, you're 4 for 11.
Yeah.
Trouble keeping healthy relationships.
I suppose I fit that
category. I think you'd have to, we'd have to say you fit in that.
I do. I, you know what? Honestly, I don't have relationships with people for the
which
most
I
part.
Think that's trouble keeping a healthy relationship.
Yeah.
If not, if you can't keep a relationship at all, I think that counts towards not keeping a healthy relationship.
Do you count that as trouble, not having them at all?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay.
I
wouldn't
put
fine.
Myself. So now we're tied because I would not put myself in that category.
Yeah, yeah, fine.
Fuck what? I think I.
Yeah, okay.
Setting unrealistic goals, yes.
I don't set. You know what my big problem is? I don't set any goals for
but
myself.
But you thought you'd be more.
I hoped, but I didn't really set goals, though.
So you're not going to count it?
No. Like, listen, we all have hopes and dreams for ourselves. All
right, so I'm 6
But I'm not like, I know this is going to happen for me. I know it. I feel it in my heart and my soul.
I'm 6 for 13. You're 5 for 13.
Okay.
Being easily hurt and rejected.
Yeah, I do have. I lock my emotions in so tight, but, you know, I do feel it. I just fucking hide them, and I do get hurt and rejected.
I'm hurt. You know, hurted me.
But easily, though, it depends on who's doing the hurting, who's doing the rejecting. If it's someone I don't give a shit about, well, fuck them, I don't care. But if, you know, it's someone that you care about and you're getting rejected,
well,
hell yeah,
you know what?
Hurt.
I don't know, you say that's someone you didn't care about, but I think anyone... You know,
normal people, everyone feels that way, but not.
Right.
I guess I'll count it.
So I'm. What are we at now?
You still want to? If you count this for yourself,
so 7 of 14, and you're
6.
6 of 13.
Yeah.
And next one is having a fragile self-esteem.
I don't. You know what? As I said before, I think I'm pretty realistic. I know what I'm good at. I know what I'm not good at. You know, I don't bullshit myself. I don't know. I don't really think so. There's a lot of things I'm shitty at. Making money.
You know what?
Having relationships.
You know what, though? I think you might... I don't think you're putting yourself out there enough to say you do or not.
I don't know.
But what
doesn't that go hand in hand with the being hurt thing?
But what if... What if you ask a girl and she says no? Wouldn't that, like, set you back a little few paces?
But isn't it the same thing as being rejected? It's just the same thing. So I don't know.
But when you be back, you know, when it holds you back a little bit?
What do you mean?
You got rejected.
It would hurt. I'm not sure where you're going.
If your self-esteem is at one, you're asking a girl out, you've got a little bit of self-esteem. You're like, all right.
Oh, okay, okay.
And she says no. I mean, are you not asking a girl out for a while after that?
I mean...
Or are you back in the saddle the next day asking someone?
You're going to be bummed out. I mean, that's natural, though. I'm not sure about that.
And the final one is appearing as tough-minded or unemotional.
That would be yes.
I don't think that's me.
Everything's in a fucking, you know, under lock and key.
I don't think it's me. So I guess it's like 7. I got 8 of me. Whatever it was, 15.
Yeah, we pretty much both have half.
Yeah, so.
So does that mean we
are... I think we're pretty narcissistic.
Yeah.
We have narcissistic tendencies, I guess.
We're not full-blown narcissists, but we have the tendencies. We have some of the telltale signs.
By the way, you should go to our website and stare at us.
Because we're better than you.
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
Did you hear the news?
Yeah. It was on the news today.
Mm-hmm.
Channel 7. Check it out. WatchOutWizKids.com.
See ya.